This is the local VK5 news segment. And now from Wison, South Australia.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison Australia and its committee. Well, Christmas and New Year has been and gone, and hope that everyone had a great time, and now that the fun is over, it's back to work. The next Wise South Australian meeting, social get-together, will be held on Saturday the 27th of January 2024 down at the Scouts SA for Adventurous Activity Centre, which is located at Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North. It is the Australia Day long weekend, but what better way to celebrate Australia Day than to spend the Saturday down at Wise South Australia with a free barbecue, sausage sizzle and soft drinks. Guest speaker on the day are Mr. Ian Northeast, VK5ZZ, who is making the trip down from the Clare Valley to provide a presentation and practical hands-on demonstration with transceivers on using the digital format JS8 to send digital text messages, etc. Ian has put a lot of work and his own time into getting this fully operational and testing out at night time in the Clare Valley region and surrounds, so that it can be a possibility for Wise South Australia and other amateurs to use in the near future. This presentation is a must-see and not to be missed. The meeting will also be televised live via Zoom via Arno VK5ZAR for those members who are unable to attend in person, who do not to miss out on the day and the guest speaker. Every attendee on the day will be provided with a free barbecue lunch and soft drinks on the day, along with a social get-together interaction of amateur radio operators where skills and ideas can be shared over lunch. A reminder to not forget tonight, Sunday the 7th of January, the Wise South Australian Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting with you on this net tonight, Sunday the 7th of January 2024. You don't have to be a Wise and SA member to participate in this net, and all licensed amateurs, no matter what your licence level, are welcome to participate in this net, which is chaired by Tony, VK5 FBIC. So don't be afraid of pushing the PTT button and come on up for a chat. As I said, everyone is warmly welcome to participate in the Wise and South Australian local net on their Adelaide Link Repeater Network from 2000 hours local time. This has been Dave of VK5 LSB, and on behalf of Wise and South Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event or chatting to you on the Wise and Net tonight on the Adelaide Link Repeater Network at 2000 hours local time. 73 all and stay safe.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. We are now 7 days into uncharted waters. Welcome to 2024, and may it be kind to you in all respects. None of us knows what might be in store for us over the coming months, but we certainly hope that it will be all good. Our group now prepares to begin the second half of our current financial year, and our first official meeting for the year will take place on Friday the 19th of January. We expect to be able to get through this business meeting quite quickly, as we held a business meeting last December, as it was not considered to be so close to Christmas that it would not be viable. Usually we do not hold a business meeting in December, which means that the January version tends to need more time to complete, not this year though. At this point, I do not have any progress to report with regard to the relocation of the 2-metre antennas at the Bluff. As soon as it gets done, I will let you know. Work on designing the interior of our outside broadcast hut should begin very shortly, and, once we have a plan in place, I have no doubt that fabrication of shelving, monitor mounts, desks, etc. will start to happen quite quickly. One of our more technically minded members has taken equipment home in order to attempt to get it back into an operational state. If he is successful, the club will have gained some very expensive to buy test equipment for a very reasonable cost, fingers crossed. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS News. Happy New Year to everybody, and I hope you had a restful and enjoyable festive season. The next big thing is the picnic barbecue on Sunday 14th of January, with all the details provided in the email. You should all have paid your money into the AHARS bank account by now if you intended coming. If you haven't, then it's probably too late. For training, anybody keen to do their exam should get in touch with Paul, VK5PH, by sending him an email to training@ahars.au. Paul will get back to you, and you might be able to arrange a convenient time with him to run a one-on-one session with you to do your exams. He's eager to help anybody that wants to get on the air as soon as they can. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2-metre net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 2000 hours. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. And the ANZA DX Net, the ANZA, Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC, with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursdays, which is Ladies' Day, but all are welcome any day. Also, for F-Call licensed members who aren't licensed for 20 metres, you can get on the ANZA net on 15 metres on Saturdays at 0400 UTC on 21.205 MHz. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. And don't forget to check out the AHARS website and the AHARS Facebook group page. Well, that's all for now from me. So keep working the airwaves and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with the first edition of the Northeast Radio Club news for 2024. Now, it is with regret that I have to report the passing of Wayne, VK5KLA, who is now a silent key. Wayne was a regular attendee at Northeast Radio Club meetings and was very often heard on the various nets on the air. Vale Wayne, VK5KLA. Now, last Wednesday's coffee club was well attended, and I hope everyone enjoyed the basic self-serve catering in the tiny kitchen. Next Wednesday, the Bacon Brew Cafe will be open, so you'll be able to indulge in your usual favourite refreshments. And the next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be on Friday, the 26th of January, 2024, at the usual venue, the Modbury West Community Hall, Capulet Crescent. So arrive at 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start, and there'll be tea, coffee and soft drinks available. Well, that's all for this week's news. Stay negative, 73s and Good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or depending upon when you're listening, good afternoon or good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Coming up on Friday the 12th of January is AREG's monthly fox hunt, starting at 6:30 p.m. Due to construction works, we've had to move the start location, and the new start will be from the Beaumont Road car park, just off South Terrace in the southern CBD parklands. There'll be three transmitters hidden around the Adelaide Plains area to find, and we'll be chatting on the VK5 RSB 70cm repeater throughout the hunt. The transmitter frequencies are 145.3, 144.39, and 439.4 MHz. Our January meeting is on Friday the 19th at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 p.m. This month's presentation will be from Andy, VK5AKH, on amateur radio contesting, with the aim of sparking some new interest in this aspect of the hobby. As usual, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au for more information on this and other upcoming events. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.